To be. Oh, say, do you have a kiddies menu?
A what?
A kiddies menu.
Well, that's our regular menu. That's what everybody orders from.
No, I want to order from a kiddies menu. See, I like children-sized portions. And I like to have my meat cut up for me.
You want to sit here and order from our children's menu?
Yes.
Wouldn't you feel silly in front of all these people?
No.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Well, I'm embarrassed now that you raise your voice and everybody's looking at me. Couldn't I please have the kiddies menu?
I suppose so. You want a high chair, too?
One alone, two alone. Oh, boy!
You like that?
It's a bunny rabbit.
Yes. It's a cottontail.
Boy.
Don't bend the bunny rabbit ears, please, sir.
Well, let me see. Let me have this Jack Sprat fruit cocktail. Humpty Dumpty egg salad. Big Bad Wolf liver and onions. Let me have turkey lurkey with gravy.
All right. That's number three.
Yeah. And Old Mother Hubbard mashed squash.
Could I recommend the Silver Bell and Cockle Shell salad?
Thank you. Oh, and for dessert, let me have this Little Miss Muffet curds and whey pudding with the lollipop in it.
Maybe you'd like to take the menu along home with you. Most of the kids who come in here do.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look, for starters, would you bring me a Shirley Temple straight up, please?
Ryan, the babe they call Ryan. Had arms and legs and hands and feet. This boy, whose name was Brian, and he grew and grew up to be. Yes, he grew up to be a teenager called Brian.
Once in a decade, there is a movie which extends the boundaries of unbearable suspense. In the 50s, it was Psycho. In the 60s, it was Rosemary's Baby. In the 70s, it is...
Please, let him not go!
Don't look now.
I've seen your little girl.
Christine is dead.
She was laughing.
My daughter is dead.
Oh, but she's laughing. She's laughing.
Pass the warning. Not since Hitchcock in his prime has a movie so paralyzingly suggested the fearfulness of ordinary life. Paramount Pictures presents Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland in Daphne du Maurier's psychic thriller, Don't Look Now. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Don't look now.
From one of those Kids Disney 45s that came out many years ago for Cinderella. Dream as you wish your heart makes. And I actually played that at the wrong speed, and it didn't sound bad, did it? Ah, the joys of vinyl. This is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show on a Vinyl-Thon weekend. We also heard Haley Mills, Let's Get Together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. From The Parent Trap. The trailer to Don't Look Now. From the Fellini film Ginger and Fred, we heard the main title. Brian was the opening to The Life of Brian, Monty Python's movie. And Bob and Ray did the children's menu from their live Broadway show. And, you know, there's lots going on. Coming up in just a couple of weeks, of course, is the KFJC Psychotronic Film Festival. And a little later on today is... the Darts playing live from noon until 3. Well, probably not the whole time. But tomorrow, Sunday, April 21st, starting at noon and going till 6 p.m., that KFJC co-presents the San Jose Punk Rock Flea Market, which is at the Ritz. It's 400 South 1st Street down at San Jose. Unfortunately, it's a 21 or over event because obviously... alcoholic beverages are going to be there. But there are also going to be hot bands and cool vendors, raffles and more. The Beast of Bourbon, Reject Girl, Crimson Retrospect, and Miss Teasa, all from KFJC, are scheduled to spin. So that's tomorrow from noon until 6 at the Ritz, downtown San Jose on 1st Street. The KFJC co-presents at the San Jose Punk Rock Flea Market. Well, here's kind of a really obscure extended play single. The music to one of Frank Sinatra's first movies, Johnny Concho. And this is Nelson Riddle, and this is Johnny's Victory. KFJC is your source for sound. Thank you.
you haven't even noticed, and the pity is
the pity is
pity. It's too late to fix anything now that everything has gone wrong. Thanks to Agatha, naughty Agatha.
It's been Agatha all along, and I killed Sparky too.
Man, I'm getting used to vinyl. This is 89.7 KFJC. That's from the picture disc, which was why it was hard for me to figure out when it was over, of music from WandaVision. So this is KFJC, your source for sound. And we also heard Johnny's Victory from Johnny Concho. And it is time for this week's Cool Secret Place. Each week, KFJC tells you about a place that makes where we live so fun, so interesting, so unusual. Because, you know, you can go anywhere in the world and get the same cup of coffee, the same bag to buy, the same burger to eat. But there are people, places, and things that are right here, right in our own backyard, that make where we live so fun. And today's cool secret place, well, it is the Randall Museum in San Francisco. So the Randall Museum is located in Corona Heights Park, which is just a short distance from the Castro Theater. And the Randall Museum is a junior museum that's aimed at kids and tweens and teens interested in learning about science, nature, and art. And I know that we're no longer officially celebrating Women's History Month, but women make history all year round. Josephine Randall, after whom the museum was named, she got a master's from Stanford University in zoology in 1910. She was a pioneer in creating recreation programs. She organized the first ever Girl Scout troop in this country in 1915, and she also started the first ever Campfire Girls troop. She became the first superintendent of recreation for the city of San Francisco, and one of Josephine Randall's long-term goals was establishing a nature museum for children. Her vision was a museum that combined science and art, and also just being a fun place to be. So the first junior museum was the old City Hall jail building that was on Ocean. That museum opened in 1937, and it's gone. It's now the location of the City College of San Jose. In the late 1940s, Randall pushed for a bond measure that would create 50 recreation projects across the city, including buying 16 acres of the hill above Market near Castro. That property was called Rocky Hill and was also called San Francisco's Secret Park by reporter and columnist Margot Patterson Doss. You know, I always encourage you to explore our neighborhoods and discover cool secret places and share those with our listeners. Margot Patterson Doss wrote about doing just that, well, at least the exploring and discovering part, with her columns San Francisco at Your Feet and the Bay Area at Your Feet in the San Francisco Chronicle. And she was also wrote about a dozen books on rocking the Bay Area and did multiple segments on KPIX's old evening magazine show. And just one more thing about Margot before we return to Josephine. We have Margot Patterson Doss to thank for Fort Funston, Fort Mason, and the Marin Headlands, because she was instrumental in ensuring that these remained public places instead of being developed. So back to Josephine Randall. A junior museum was built on that Rocky Hill property purchased by the city and officially opened in 1951. So we have to jump ahead to 2016 when the entire interior of the museum was redesigned. So the modern museum has a number of different levels that gives it room for a lot of activities. There's a woodworking shop, a pottery area, a room for building or programming devices, a natural science lab, an enormous scale model train layout. And being part of the 16-acre Corona Heights Park, the museum also offers nature walks and provides a picnic area. Now, the Randall Museum has received donations of individual collections of butterflies and insects and other creatures that are on display in the collector's corner. Add to that, the museum has a live animal exhibit with about 100 different animals, snakes, and other creatures. And today, yes, today, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's Bug Day. That's right. That this is their annual event, an incredible extravaganza of insects at the Randall Museum. The day celebrates everything insect with hands-on science and art activities, games, live music, movies, and more. And while many think of insects as just creepy crawlies, you know, there's a lot to learn about how important these little creatures are to the earth and our survival here. Kids and their families can make their own fabulous bug-related crafts to take home. They can see and touch actual live exotic insects. They can take a scientific look at insects through microscopes. They can compete in the Insect Olympics and perhaps even eat a bug or two. So this year, just like last year, they bring back the bug costume contest, complete with celebrity judges. So come with your insect-inspired costume and maybe win a prize. So the cool thing is the San Francisco Beekeepers Association will be there with a hive of live honeybees, and kids can watch the beekeepers at work and learn about these amazing pollinators. Now, other participating community members include the California Natural Plant Society, the San Francisco Zoo, the Oakland Zoo, the Tree Frog Treks, the San Francisco Microscopical Society, and Don Bugito's Edible Bugs. What amazing fun to touch live exotic insects and even widen your dietary choices by eating a bug or two with some of these edible bugs available. Now, the museum, most of the time, offers classes and probably will have some summer camps. Being on a hilltop, the museum has trails and picnic areas, and you can stroll when the weather is nice, and today probably be a very nice day. And of course, it's a great place for parties or receptions. Josephine Randall, wanted a museum that would inspire creativity, curiosity, and foster a love of science, natural histories, and the arts. And she also dreamed of having a spot in the heart of the city where people could spend a day in the country. And that's all come true with the Corona Heights Park and the Randall Museum. Now, the museum has no cost for admission, and it's open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is randallmuseum.org. That's Randall with two L's, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, museum.org. And although it is close to the Castro Theater, there isn't a direct route from Castro to the Museum Way. So that makes it a perfect, cool secret place worth checking out. So today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Bug Day. The Randall Museum, 199 Museum Way in San Francisco, and it's a part of the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department. So that's this week's Cool Secret Place. Do you have a cool secret place? If you have a cool secret place, you should share it with us, and there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can write an email to me, robert@kfjc.org. That's my web address, robert@kfjc.org. Remember to put Cool Secret Place or KFJC Listener in the subject title. KFJC gets a lot of spam, and they're getting a lot more sneaky with their subject lines. And so I'm throwing a whole lot of stuff away. I'd hate to throw your stuff into the garbage just because you didn't have KFJC Listener or Cool Secret Place. So there's a Facebook group page for the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. You can put your cool secret place there. Cool secret places really make where we live a fun place. And hey, eating bugs, can't beat that. Well, I'm going to need a couple of minutes to set up for the KFJC television mystery theme of the week. And let's play this while we're waiting on your source for sound, KFJC. Well, there you go. That's a great lead-in for this week's KFCC Television Mystery Theme of the Week. Well, it is 10:30, or reasonable facsimile thereof, so it's time to play the game we all know and love so well. That's right. It's time for the KFCC Television Mystery Theme of the Week. Each week, we call on you to call on us at 650-941-2500 and identify a good, bad, or just flat-out ugly television theme. Something you've heard, something you've heard about, something you've only ever heard here. Well, being Vinylthon, this was a television show that was on from 1952 to 1989. Now, the star of the show was in Jamboree, Because They're Young, Killers 3, Spy Kids, and Phoenix. So if you recognize this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week, 650-941-2500 is the number. Put on your thinking caps, clean the wax out of your ears, program your speed dial or your personal electronic assistant, and let's see if you listen to what you watch on your source for sound, KFJC. We'll be right back. Well, with it being Bug Day up at the Randall Museum today, what better to play than Ant-Man and Wasp? We heard music from Ant-Man and Wasp, the second Ant-Man movie. And that's music by Christopher Beck. And this is 89.7 KFJC and the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show. Your host, Robert Emmett. And what was this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week? As if most people didn't know, this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week was the theme to American Bandstand. American Bandstand was, you know, kind of the twilight of local TV. You know, we played some Captain Satellite and the theme to Dialing for Dollars earlier. You know, there used to be a whole lot that happened locally on television stations, and little by little they got supplanted by national stuff. Dick Clark started off in a local television station and then moved to Los Angeles in 1961. And American Bandstand, well, you know, it had an amazing collection of different people who were featured on the show. And of course they all had the part where they would play a song and they'd have some of the teens from the audience rate a record. And, well, I like the music, but you can't dance to it. American Bandstand, on from 1952 to 1989. That's about the time that MTV came in, for those paying attention. And who correctly identified American Bandstand as this week's KFJT Television Mystery Theme of the Week? Well, let's see. Well, we had Zulu from Campbell, Ken and Jerry from Willow Glen, Claire and Dave from Santa Clara, Anna and Tom from San Jose, Sonia and Eric on the Big Red Boat in Hawaii, Sandy and Ed from Carmel, Greg in Menlo Park, Mark from Redwood City, Clint and Mona from San Jose, Therese in Arizona, Tracy in East Palo Alto, Doug from Elk Grove, Warden Thomas from the Borrega Springs Correctional Facility, Cindy and Mark from Sunnyvale, Karen and Tom from San Mateo, Ray in Sacramento, Sharon in Hillsboro, Matt in Long Beach, Tino and Carol in Pennsylvania, Sci-Fi Bob up in the East Bay, Liz in San Jose, Pam and Andy in Mountain View, Laura in Palo Alto, Judy in Waynesville, Susan from Bakersfield, Steve from Walnut Creek, Ross from Sunnyvale, Art from Sacramento, John from Loomis, Brendan Tim in Oakland, Jeffrey from Dubuque, Iowa, Ron in Bellingham, Washington, Seema from Tel Aviv, Steve and Andrea in Saratoga, Gary in San Leandro, Eric in San Mateo, Bob in Redwood City, and KFJC's own Circumference, Sam Yorko, Carson Street, and The Mole, all correctly identified this week's KFJC Television Mystery Theme of the Week. So if you could do so, say